Hello! Ready for breakfast?
No!
Ready for
satire?
No, not really, no. No.
Too bad.
His hands are hairy.
And just made an awful noise.
For those who like it.
This display should be full and neat.
Full of
power and beauty.
And dead skin cells.
Plus a whole lot more.
Come with me into the dark.
As it gets darker and stronger.
I've rigged explosives in a dozen places.
In Curly and Floppy's boat was a long black
dildo
that looked like a cannon. Curly blew
Mr. Walt Disney.
How do you think those people feel?
These professionals believe that knowledge is helpful.
But before she could think anymore.
Now we will hear recommendations on the best place to
get involved in gang violence.
This is done by
giving a piggyback ride
to any elephant friends you might have.
Are you going to give us a ride on your tail?
Get ready for the ride of your motherfucking life.
This is the safest way to fall.
He fell dead.
I've been working in the area of death and dying for most of my life.
The bitch is back, baby! Hurts, doesn't it? Having someone you love taken away.
Oh, no, not really.
It even feels good.
I knew from that point on that I always wanted to make people laugh.
I don't think it's very funny.
Me neither.
I think it just reflects our society.
What do you think?
I think it'll just be more of a nuisance.
What do you think, Wish Bear?
I think you're an asshole.
What do you think?
I don't think.
And neither do we.
Does that answer your question, Steve?
The correct answer is B.
B is for
buttocks.
Check out my butt.
That was an excerpt from astronaut Steve Austin's famous transmission during his historic moon several years ago.
My, my, said Uncle Wiggily.
And,
Shut up, you stupid fuck!
Now, here's what you need to understand.
You need to understand how many things you're taking to anyone, anybody else, anybody. You better keep your hands to yourself. Don't belong to you. They belong to other people. You don't want nobody to take none of your stuff.
He's got space dementia.
And contrary to popular opinion,
9 out of 10 dentists think you're an asshole.
I sure am.
Sorry, you asshole!
The cabbages bounced off the fox's head. And off the wolf's head.
They're dead.
That's a shame.
I don't care.
And he gave each of the pig boys another lollipop.
All right, lock them up.
And then one day, in the middle of things,
I was going to try to find a mythological dragon that could only be destroyed with a riddle. Bring it back to life, because I knew everyone involved in my group would attack the dragon with swords and everything like that.
This is Oliver Dragon.
Seize him! Destroy him!
The following excerpts were taken from my interviews with a funeral director
named Snuggles.
I asked Americans to give 4,000 years
of your family
being punished
with axes, hoes, pikes,
and fastening hooks.
And he said,
I make you a promise, and this is the sign of my promise.
A red, white, and blue
Playtex cross your heart bra.
The fact is, Sam isn't much of a cop.
But he is.
A sweet little elephant child.
Unfortunately, for some of the young officers he breaks in.
To promote hardcore Satanism.
He must relax completely.
Takes only a few minutes. But what a difference it makes in the way he feels.
Did you ever feel as if you've been left out?
I feel really stupid.
And so you are.
I sure am.
But I assure you, I am not bionic.
Okay. Look, where are you?
Look in the closet.
I'll bet even you can't find me.
They run to the manger, mm-hmm. And they find
Johnny Mathis.
Surprise!
But they didn't find Jesus.
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
And I made arrangements with the mortuary.
I am altering the deal. Pray I don't alter it any further.
Perhaps I can show you
what we call a Santeria package. The Santeria package consists of
these two lollipops.
And that's not what you want.
What you want, fool?
I want sex
with Andy.
That's what you want.
Take their hand, hold them, kiss them, and say, it's okay.
Okay.
Okay, but my hair better look terrific.
What's even more common is that people will get thrown onto their back.
And if you choose to have sex,
make sure the leather thong is the right length and the grip properly applied.
Not trying to lay it on you and manipulate you. These things that we're saying you can find in medical literature, this material is truth. It's fact.
Now, I would like to see if we can summarize what we have presented.
No.
Maybe we ought to go home now? Just a little farther.
Now the problem is to go down far enough.
I really think you're going a bit too far.